got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland know my Naughty got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone? How did he give you a phone?
You sign up, you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey.
I can't get enough of that woman. That was an Obama fan in Cleveland last year, excited because she got a free phone, an Obama phone, she called it. Well, imagine my surprise when I saw the story in today's Washington Times by investigative reporter Luke Rosiak. Obama crony wins contract to give phones to jobless. Is this Obama phone 2.0, Luke?
It is. Obama phones are real, and they've grown at a rate that even the Federal Communications Commission, which administers the program, admits that is completely unsustainable. This is a program that's flown under the radar. It hasn't attracted any attention, but, you know, despite all the problems, the FCC is charging ahead with not only continuing this Obama phone program, but expanding it to offering Android phones with unlimited Internet access.
All right. So the idea behind this now is to provide the poor with Internet service, and the purpose being what? To help them get a job through the Internet?
Yeah, to allow them to do healthcare research and to find a job. So the FCC solicited proposals from people like Comcast, people who are in the business of hooking up your laptop and desktop computers to Internet. But that's not even who wound up winning this contract. The company that is responsible for the growth of Obama phones, a company called TracFone, which sells burner phones, the kind that drug dealers use, and you pick them up for, you know, $20, and you can throw them away at the end of the month. Their whole business model is taking advantage of these subsidized phones. They go door-to-door hawking them and saying, come on, take a free phone. It's totally free. And because of their marketing efforts, the people using these free phones have grown from 6 million 4 years ago to 18 million. And so it's this phone, this company, TracFone, whose CEO's wife is an Obama bundler, raised $1 million, more than $1 million for Obama. So they asked the FCC, they said, well, we've gotten completely rich off of this phone program, but how about you expand it a little further? And on their advice, the FCC agreed to expand into the realm of Internet. And the stated purpose was Internet as far as a hookup to your laptop or computer. The TracFone came in again, got an exception, and said, give us the contract, and rather than giving them, modems, we'll just give them Internet on their phone. We'll give them fancier phones.
All right, so they hand out these phones, if I understand correctly, and then they bill the government a monthly fee, and obviously the monthly fee is going to be higher for the data usage than it is for just the regular telephone, right?
Right. They have 4 million customers. TracFone has 4 million customers on the free phones right now, and they bill the government $10 a month. They're planning on charging the government $25 a month for the Internet phones. So if they get the same market saturation, if there's 4 million poor people using these Internet phones, they would probably bill the government at about $100 million a month. And that's just this one company who's come to dominate the industry. There'd also be others billing the government.
That is staggering. I mean, it really is. Wouldn't it have been better to open computer centers, bring people in? I mean, if the idea was to give them job skills and computer skills, and that's the original purpose, if I understand this correctly, I think it would have been better to teach people, to have these learning centers, and that way if they wanted to learn, they could come in and learn, and if they didn't, so be it. And, just to simply hand out the phones to make the administration feel good and to make supporters of Obama rich doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but then again, a lot of things don't.
Right, and of course we already have taxpayer-funded libraries that have free computers that people can use. There were 14 companies awarded pilot contracts to explore this program as it expands into Internet, and most of them required, most of them were typical broadband hookups for your home. A lot of them required digital literacy training, like the kind of thing you're talking about, actually teaching these skills. But TracFone knows their market well. They know what's going to sell. They know what these people want. And experience has shown them that people want these fancy gadgets. This phone program has been around for years, but people didn't want it when it was a landline. When they started offering camera phones that also function as MP3 players and things like that, That's when people really want you to take advantage of this. So TracFone knows that their pilot program is going to be successful from the standpoint of, do consumers want it? Of course they want a free Android phone. They're more likely to want a free, flashy Android phone than they are to want a lesson about using Microsoft Word to make up resumes. A lot of people don't want that. They want the free toy.
Yeah, and, you know, it occurs to me that I'll be paying, you know, a bunch of money out of my taxes to go to people who will simply not only use the phone to communicate with one another, but they'll play video games at my expense.
Right, and I can't imagine typing in a resume on my little Android phone with two fingers. Imagine how floppy that would be to apply for a job that way.
Yeah, really. It's a fascinating story, folks. If you haven't read it, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. Obama crony wins contract to give phones to jobless. It's by Luke Rosiak. Luke, thanks for joining me. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. It is 544, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.